Well, my watch is saying start getting ready for bed, so. Get comfy real quick.
Why?
Just gotta start getting ready for bed.
You got time for that.
Yeah. What do you mean, what's time to start?
I mean, we're 50 seconds in, bro.
You're gonna die.
Give me 1 second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Absurdity69. If you're having trouble finding us on the Facebook, it's because we changed our name.
Yeah.
It's now Absurd Entertainment because we have a secondary podcast.
Secondary? Fuck, it's our tertiary podcast
at this point. Yeah, really, this is actually our secondary right now, because if we're letting numbers tell the truth,
yeah.
this is a secondary podcast.
Yeah,
for real. We might do the other one once a week. Once every other week.
Change everything
up. I didn't really think about it. This is technically our third podcast. Not like our like time wise, but like we have three podcasts.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's only two episodes of the other one.
I mean, yeah, but we got three.
Three.
Stack it up. I mean, none of them are doing well, but we got three of them. So like, we got numbers in the game.
We've got a horse in the race.
Listen, if we make a million podcasts and they all have one viewer, bam.
That's a million views.
That's a million views, baby.
That's a million views, baby.
You don't get to view a million views without upsetting a few people.
If we just make a 100 different podcasts that get to at least 50 listeners, we can do 50 different anchor ads and make a lot of money.
Maybe. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Oh, I mean, hot sauce hurts.
15 times 100 is $1,500.
Oh,
true. No, it's not. It's 100. Yeah, it's 1,500.
We're going to get taxed on that, though.
Yeah,
that's true. I thought it's all
gonna go in someone's bank account.
I thought taking a dab of hot sauce in the cold would actually help, but now like my stomach's vibrating, but I'm also cold, so it's like extra energy I don't want to use. Oh,
vibrate! Start vibrating.
I am just vibrating right now. Oh, my tongue's vibrating. I think my teeth are vibrating.
If I didn't have so much editing to work on Friday, I'd probably go to Lowe's and go get a 2x4, but
that's your editing day now.
Yeah. I mean, literally it is. Like when I edited last Friday, I started at 10 a.m. And did not get done until 5.
Yeah.
You just and edited.
I also edited two episodes of the other podcast, plus this podcast, plus Off the Rails. So it took a little bit of time. This week I'll just have this podcast and the other podcast. One episode of the other podcast.
I'm sure the household has no complaints. I'm sure no one's complained at all about that.
About what?
Like how long are you editing now?
Well, because I was home by myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Why would anyone complain? I mean, the dogs might, but that's about it.
This motherfucker just sits in his chair all goddamn day. He could be petting me. I'm just gonna shit on the floor.
Rex was inside all day while I edited because he was a naughty boy.
He was a naughty boy. What'd he do?
Well, I was trying to feed the dogs, and Lily got to the pile first, so she started eating, so I kind of moved him away, and I turned around to go get a scoop for him, and he went over and bit her neck.
Ooh.
And so I threw him inside the house, and he had to go to his kennel. And so instead of two scoops of food, he got punished with one.
I don't know why he has to be such scoop. A dick.
I don't know either. And it's only about food.
I think it's because he's the only male.
What's crazy is like Lily's an asshole to him all the time when it's not food related. Like he'll just be like looking at something and she'll just come up and like attack him. Like not viciously, but like playfully.
Well, that's because she's stupid.
But when it comes to food, like he'll viciously attack them. Like legitimately. Well, yeah, like,
when
it comes
to food, like he gets like defensive. It's like, it's my food. I say when you eat.
Well, and we like legitimately told like the kids, like when they're eating, don't go near them. Like that they're very territorial at that point. And they went to go pet him and he like snapped at him.
Mm-hmm. You don't.
And I was like, and they were like, Dad, he snapped at me. I'm like, well,
you fucked with the eating dog.
We literally told you not to go. I'm not going to get onto him for it because he's, that's his food. Like that's his time. I literally said, stay away from him while he's eating, and you still went over there to try to pet him.
I had a coworker today that...
Bit you because you tried to eat his food?
Yeah, it was crazy.
I do it too.
No, but it was a thing where I had a coworker that was painting an area on top of the truck bed, and then the guy behind him was like about to walk down, so as the first guy walked down, he said, hey, watch out, I just painted that area, so watch your hand. Dude, 2 seconds later, puts his hand right in the middle of it, going down, looks at his hand, and he's like, oh, come on.
He's like, I just painted you, bro.
And the first guy was like, oh, yeah, I just said I just painted there. And he was like, oh, I saw you up here, but I didn't know what you were doing. And he was like, I was up here with a cup of paint and a paintbrush. I said, hey, I painted you. I was like,
after that, that's pretty much your fault.
And I'm just sitting, I'm like in the compartment below them because they're on the top of the bed. I'm just listening to this. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, I have to work with this guy for hours. And then I had to work with him for like the next 4 or 5 hours. And then after that, he was like, oh, so I didn't realize I was actually supposed to be helping out this other guy, like on a different body. Jesus. So I no one even told me. So I wasn't even supposed to be over here. I was like, you gotta be shitting me. So you mean I didn't have to just be irritated all day because of you?
So please tell me that when he came back after getting paint on his hand, you said, hey, there's wet paint on that wall. Because you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
I immediately, when I heard them talking and I heard the end of that, I walked away. Mm-hmm. And I immediately just like walked up to one of our, like my gossip crew. And I'm just like, you got to be shitting me, like this guy again.
Did you just call them your gossip
crew? It's my gossip crew.
Because we're a bunch of, like, a set of mean girls.
Yeah, we're a bunch of sassy lassies.
A bunch of loose-lipped bitches.
Honestly, yeah, we are.
Honestly, yeah.
We're very loose-lipped right now.
Very loose-lipped right now.
And,
can we just play D&D? Like, call Luke.
Actually, hey, Luke, come over. Yeah, they don't know. These people don't know about Luke. Luke is our... I mean, did we ever... we didn't talk about
him. I miss Luke already.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Luke is our... he's our... we can just gush about the podcast. This is going to be our own podcast fanboys
episode. We need a camera in that empty chair. Remember that Luke isn't here.
Stupid fanboys.
We're
lame as fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody, this is where Luke would be if he was here today.
Actually, he'd be where you're at.
Yeah, and I'd
be. Oh yeah, actually, there. You're looking and at you where he would be.
You'd be where he's at.
He would be me, and I would be
in the empty chair you just showed.
Yeah. But no, Luke is our new not my new friend, but your guys' new friend.
My new friend, yeah.
Who plays...
but I feel like I've known him for a long time.
He's a good dude. He really is a cool dude.
I just met him.
Approximately 4 weeks ago.
I feel like outside of D&D, I've had like 3 conversations with him.
But he is... yeah, he's our D&D companion in our other cool podcast. Yeah. I just forgot the name of our podcast.
Chaotic Stupid. A quote-unquote D&D podcast.
Yeah, quote-unquote D&D podcast.
Find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yep. And everything else, honestly, at this point, because you put it on Good Pods now.
Yeah. Except YouTube.
Yeah, it's not on YouTube.
Not on YouTube. It is not a video.
I did get asked if it was on our YouTube.
Renee asked me if it was.
And I was like,
nope, sadly it's not.
We said no, Renee.
Because we're not, I just don't want to do video for it. Like, it just seems stupid to, like, there's so much cutting involved.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much editing involved in it. Like, not cutting, like, emo cutting, but, like, editorial cutting. That it would look so stupid on a video.
Back and forth. Yeah.
It would look so dumb.
And it would look, like, even just, like, a big still video of it wouldn't be very
entertaining.
Because we're just sitting here.
I mean, if we ever got to a point where we did like a live show, like then we would video it.
Yeah, but that's different.
Because that's no editing.
And then you guys would really hate it because the stuff I cut out, you're welcome
for. Yeah, you really are.
Oh, I'm.
Absolutely. I'm getting better.
When it's not you. It's like, oh, let me look up what this does. And then we sit here for 10 minutes while we're looking it up. Oh, we can do this. Let's get back to the story.
Quality content.
I mean,
it shows you what it takes.
Yeah, exactly. You guys don't want to put all of the tabletop. That's boring shit. Like,
we keep it fast paced for the podcast.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's slow paced while we record it, but it's fast paced when you listen to it.
Man, it's good. I, like I said, I am so glad that I have the access to listen to the next four episodes that are done and recorded that you guys don't get here.
Yeah, because fuck you, that's why.
But, oh my God, they're so fucking funny. Like, they are funny. There are parts where I was listening to it at my house by myself and, like, full on, like, rolled over, like, grabbing my sides, like, laughing, like, laughing so hard that my abs hurt. And I was just like, why? Why is this so funny?
Like, I'm legitimately to the point where I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I want to just release it every week, yeah. But I know
it will get caught up. So like,
we'll end up getting behind.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah. So, I'd rather sit on content and, yeah. You know, maybe like, every once in a while.
Three unreleased episodes right now. And yeah. Then one that hasn't been edited.
Yeah, give us time to feel relaxed. Episodes.
Yeah. Like, dude, I want to tell you something. Like,
I want to tell you something.
Tell me.
Tell me.
I feel hungover every day after we play D&D. My brain is just literally so fried. Like Sunday, I was like, I hung out with Shy and we went and did Chad and Stacy shit. Like, went on a date and had dinner or whatever. But the whole day I was like, yo, I'm sorry. I just don't want to talk that much. Like, my brain is gone.
I just spent 4 hours.
I was 16 people for the past 4 hours. Like, I got
it's not wrong though.
It's like, man, my brain literally, like, I wake up the next morning and I'm just like, I gotta drink water.
Yeah, I'm like mentally drained the next day, like trying to, because it's a lot.
It really is.
And I'm just dehydrated from all the weed.
I'm not even like the one coming up with 16 different voices in one episode. I'm just doing one. And even that is like mentally exhausting. And I don't know if it's just doing it or the fact that we do it until like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's probably part of it too. Because I usually don't stay up that late at all.
I don't either.
I'm an old man. Like, I'm most of the time.
Latest I stay was like 11:30. Yeah. And I'm like, yep, time to go to bed.
Yep. That's my same conundrum. But no, it's worth it. It's like, I have definitely enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
It's been fun. The hours of anxiety leading up to it or not. But
I mean, we planned it for shit, like what, 3 or 4 months before we even started it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Luke wasn't even like originally going to be part of it. And then he's
just there. I mean, it's good.
It's a different dimension to the show that we didn't have in the first two episodes.
Exactly.
Now, don't get me wrong. The first two episodes are good.
Oh, yeah.
But when he comes in, I'm not going to tell you when.
I mean, you just said the first two episodes.
Well, I mean, they don't know what's happening.
I said not when in the third episode.
Yeah, but in the third
because
episode.
Because when it releases, you'll know.
The thing is you dabbed hot sauce on your finger and then you rubbed your fucking eye. Yeah. You fucking nerd. You fucking nerd.
I'm trying to figure out, like, why is my eye hurting so bad? But it's literally that one finger that I dabbed it in. Oh my God, I've been dying on that eye because I literally touched the eye.
Yeah.
This fucking moron.
Oh my God, now my nose is stiff.
We don't pay him, do we?
No. Thank God.
Oh, you will be. Don't you worry.
Technically, we've each made $3.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, don't you worry, baby.
$3.12 or something like
Woo.
That.
If I just do this, you can't tell, right?
Just put it back into the podcast. Can we buy podcast Bitcoin?
No shit. It's about the only way we're going to make a lot of money. And that's a risk.
Oh, man. But no. How was your week, big guy?
Oh, shit.
I guess we did introduce the podcast. I forgot that we introduced the podcast.
But I mean, it's only been 3 days since I've seen you guys.
We just played D&D.
I'm on like 24 hours of quitting smoking.
Yeah.
And
that's a good thing.
What's crazy is like yesterday I finished my pack.
Uh-huh.
And I just never really got to a gas station. Like, mm-hmm. There just wasn't one around where I was working. I mean, there was, but it was all like, it was in Oklahoma City, so it was like, gotta be real careful about which ones to stop at. It's a little janky around there.
Just go in and buy a pack of cigarettes.
I could get shanked, we don't know.
So whatever the
that
fuck.
Is, you...
You're stereotyping.
Yeah.
Stereotyping who?
Whoever's gonna...
You said, yeah. I'm not... Yeah. I
the neighborhood I was in was not a very nice neighborhood. Just there was crackheads everywhere.
We know what you're trying to say, okay.
You just gotta say...
Yeah.
Nah, man, I don't carry cash. And then just go about your business.
Oh, I but, mean, sometimes it's not that easy.
I don't know, I just like...
Just don't make eye contact, ever. I don't make eye contact with any humans. So
I make eye contact with everybody, that way they know not to fuck with me.
Just run.
That usually signals, hey, come talk to me. That's what eye contact means.
I stare people the fuck down until they look away. They duck down and start walking. I'm like, yeah, like,
oh, maybe that guy wants me to talk to him.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing, sir? Ah, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, but all of a sudden I stare at a child and that's different. No, I'm joking.
No, he's not.
Can't say that.
I mean, you wanted to insinuate something. You wanted to try to push an agenda on me. So
I only have one eye.
Doesn't feel good when I get turned around.
I'm disabled. You can't do that to me.
We didn't even introduce ourselves to the show, but that's fine.
That's fine.
Don't even ask about me. I can't see.
I went
it's my fact
2 hours without any, like before I ever got to like, I get like a pilot or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I mean, I've gone 2 hours and I haven't really wanted one. So I'm just not going to buy one.
Yeah.
So I just did it.
Yeah. So he's 24 hours out of cigarettes. I'm proud of you.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling about it?
Not bad. I mean, like I had, well, I won't say 24 hours of that one. I had one today.
Yeah.
And when I had it,
you got to stop lying to me, you son of a bitch.
I was like, this just isn't really that great. Mm-hmm. So I just, like, I have a whole back sitting in my work van. Like, I mean, I'll probably,
I
mean,
no, I get it. Like there, I said, but I have, like, I've been, like, I mainly keep a pack just now, just for like having a cigarette every now and then. Like, it's not like I'm so thankful I haven't gone back to like being a pack and a half a day smoker.
I was like a pack a day. Yeah. It was bad.
But, it's not good.
But I mean, I haven't didn't really feel the need to have one. I was just like, okay, I'll have one. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It's a long, I got like an hour drive, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have one after that. And that was fine.
There you
go. It's all good.
Keep it up. Like I said, I'm proud of you.
Be a new man.
I'm not going to expect you to be like quitting like cold turkey said, but like
I said, do.
Well, you can do whatever you want.
You can expect whatever you want. like I said, like moderation. Like I said, because I mean, a cigarette every now and then. I mean, it's not great, but I mean, it's better than.
I mean, it's just as bad as drinking. Yeah. So
I mean, I mean, it's a difference. It's different.
It affects different parts of the body, but
it's not good.
Yeah, either way. I mean, it's just like eating McDonald's. Like it's poison to your body, one way or the other.
Yeah, true.
But just affects different things.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Jake? How was your week, brother?
Oh, God, my week. Since we last spoke on this show, has been one of the slowest weeks I've ever had. It has consisted of 3 days of inventory of a full warehouse by hand when they just now started installing a system that you can scan. So we had to actually put on that system, put on all the tags that you can scan after counting everything by hand and then taping it up and then writing the number on tape. And then, of course, my one little bit of enjoyment this week was being able to see you guys on Saturday. Well, actually, Friday.
It was Saturday.
No, it was on Saturday.
Yeah, well, Friday, I thought it was Friday the week, 2 weeks before that.
Yeah.
That's right.
The first time Luke came was Friday.
Every day is just the same day for me at this point. But yeah, so Saturday was a great day. Saturday was so fun.
Saturday was fun.
Saturday was very fun.
It's pretty good. It was a pretty good day.
If we all had a little bit more energy, but we were all exhausted.
In about a month and a half, you'll find out why.
Oh my God, we were so exhausted.
Well, I think we came into Saturday like planning it to be a shorter day anyway.
We did. We talked about it.
Well, yeah, because we knew we had to start it later.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But we still played till midnight.
Yeah.
But we actually started earlier than we did.
And we didn't accomplish really anything at all.
But it was still good. I mean, you guys accomplished something.
Yeah.
It's about the friends you made along the way.
We accomplished something.
You accomplished something that I was really going to let you guys really make the choice. Like, I was going to let the dice make the choice. And the dice made the fucking choice.
The dice made the choice.
Yeah.
And per the luck in any of our lives, usually that choice did not end up going well for us. We don't know yet. We don't know.
We ended it. We have no idea. We have no idea yet. We'll find out in a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. That's
God, it feels like so long.
But yeah, I did find out that my job,
it gives me time. I'm sorry.
I know.
I found out when my job, when I get out of my temp agency, they do intend to give me a pay raise and a promotion.
So they're gonna keep you after temp.
I kept on making jokes of like they kept on giving me the wrong parts. I'm like, you know what? I quit. And they had to be like, you can't quit. You're ours now. But yeah, they're gonna bump me up a little bit. I'm gonna get a pay raise. I'm gonna get it bumped up a tech level.
That's good.
Yeah, excellent. I'm a little excited. I'm gonna get some extra money coming in.
Nice.
Oh, I forgot. I'm also being looked at for a tech position.
Oh my god.
Ooh, girl. Highfalutin.
Once one opens up.
I mean, that's the
corporate. Well, we had one quit.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, instead of bringing anyone else up right now, we'll just snag a guy from Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. But I still have to learn the tech side of it. Like, I don't know anything about it yet. So, like, I'd have to learn.
Yeah, I mean,
on you'll, slow weeks, like.
Yeah. I mean, do they not have someone who would, like, train you probably a little
bit? No, they do. It's just finding time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we have a collector out right now, too.
Yeah. So it's, it takes time.
So it's, so, yeah.
It just takes time.
Takes time.
My work just laid off a couple of people last week. So, like, the people they're supposed to make the kits that come with the bodies that we take out of the kit to start putting it together. They fired the people that put those together for us. And we don't know if they intend to hire that person for, like hire another person for that position anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably just going to fall on my lead, who already has like so much stacked on his plate, because they keep on firing people and then having him do their job.
Well, my collection manager was talking to my boss, and he was like, hey, next time a tech spot comes open, like he wouldn't mind doing that. And he was like, oh, he's like, yeah, but he wants to just like do the air side of it. And he goes, why? He goes, because he doesn't like talking to people. Like, air machines are isolated units out in the middle of a parking lot. Like, I don't have to talk to anyone.
Just get to do my job.
The only downfall is I'd have to work Fridays.
Ah, bummer.
Yeah.
But would your shifts be the same?
They'd be eight-hour days, yeah.
Yeah, fucking eight-hour work day is such a scam.
I know. I'd rather just do 4 days.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me. 8-hour work days must be a scam. I wonder how that feels.
I'd rather do 4 tens.
No, yeah, 4 hours.
There's been very few times in my life that I've had a regular work schedule. Most of my work has always been like
above I've never eight. Had a regular work schedule. Never.
I've never worked eights.
Well, never. Never.
No, had a regular work schedule. Right now is the first time, like working in my receiving job, is the first time I guess I kind of had a set-ish schedule when I was doing dirt work and. But I mean, when I was working at the steel shop, I worked overnights, so that wasn't a regular. I mean, it was regular like Monday through Friday, but it was sucked. But no, this is my first like
night shift,
daytime, like normal hours off Saturday, Sunday job.
Yeah, when I did Sonic, I did mornings, sometimes nights.
Yeah.
When I did pest control, it was whenever we schedule your first one to whenever we tell you you can go home.
Yeah.
And then now it's, I mean, I guess it's pretty regular now. It's a.
It means 4 tens.
Yeah, but there's no set in end time.
Yeah.
Like, it's still just, like, whenever you feel like going in to whenever you get done.
I wish they gave me the option to stay later. Or actually have things to do to stay later. Because, again, like, so our paint booth went down while we were doing inventory. Like, the day we started inventory, the paint booth went down, so we couldn't get the parts in for it yet. And so we got the parts in for it today. So we just had all these bodies being, like, backed up because they're just waiting to go into the paint booth. So today we really didn't have too much to do because we were just waiting on all of these things to come out. Kind of just sat around a lot, which really looks bad on us when a brand new plant manager is walking around the building.
Can't work, you can't work.
Oh yeah.
If you got time to lean though, you got time to clean. That place should have been spotless.
I don't
push a broom at all today?
Oh yeah. I push a broom every day.
I have to clean up laundry rooms too, and they're like a mess. And I hate it.
Got time to clean? No, that was it.
Like,
I've been organizing my.
If you're getting done, if you're getting done early, you got to wipe down some machines. I'm like,
fine.
Or these people that live here can wipe down the machines.
People who pay for these.
Yeah. The other ones that use them, I don't dirty them up.
It's not my grime.
This is not my problem. Not my
stuff residue everywhere.
Calgon, take me away.
Oh, but yeah, it's been a slow week. I'm looking forward to busier days. It'll happen soon.
Maybe.
Very, very hopefully. Very hopefully. Either that or maybe they'll just be like, hey, give us extra paid days off. That'll never happen, though.
No,
never happen.
No, it won't. No, it will not.
They would rather us stand still for like 5 days in a row than give us.
They'd rather have a warm body there in case something needs to get done, yeah, rather than be like, "Nope, everyone, no one's coming in, and yeah, now we have a bunch of stuff to do."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they for some reason they have this thing where if they have some people there, they want everybody there. But I'm like, but you're paying people to do nothing, because you know that 75% of the people in the building are going to be doing nothing if there's nothing to do. And the other 25 are going to be finding people that are doing nothing and then asking them why they're doing nothing. And they're going to say, I'm doing nothing. And
that's corporate business, like, right, baby.
It really is. And it's every meeting we had during inventory was just the people in charge trying to figure out what's actually going on because they don't know how to talk to anybody around the area. It doesn't help that one department is only speaking Spanish. It is an issue when, like, the people that are in charge don't speak the language of some of the workers.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
It's really not good at all.
That's not good at all.
And we have... No, I haven't in my life gotten the opportunity to, like, truly see, like, a corporate personality. Because, you know, I've always kind of been small town when it comes to working. So I've never, like, seen much, like, actual corporate. And our HR people and the people that work in our offices, and the one person named Darla, and Darla. Oh my God, she has a corporate laugh where it's like, it sounds like a forced laugh. Like if a boss is telling a bad joke, and she does everything where she like tries to do like a half giggle to something you say, and then she'll like spit out some policy in like every single conversation. It's like, oh my God, just, can you tone it down a little bit?
They won't. They never.
They won't know because that's what they're paid to do.
Yep.
I'm just like, yeah, you should be, if you're going to, like, especially if you're going to be human resources, you'd be able to, like, communicate with humans better. Instead, you're acting less like a human.
Human resources aren't there for the employees. They're there to protect the company. That's all that they're there for.
Yeah. No.
They don't.
They just make sure that you.
No, they're letting you know that human. They're letting you know that humans are resources.
100%.
And we need to keep those.
They're cogs in the machine. That's all it is.
Yep. Just another gear, man.
The machine I'm working in right now is not a well-working machine.
None of them are. But it's always easy to say that from the bottom. It really is.
Well, I mean, from the top, they still say that, like, again, the building that I'm working in is just breaking even when it comes to, like, most yearly profits. So this machine, they lost all the oil, and they just started putting sand in it.
That'll fuck an engine up.
Yeah.
The engine's pretty fucked up right now. Considering
they put sand in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of sand in it. Because they put instead of like making like an outward extension of the building to put a paint booth, they put the paint booth in the middle of final assembly. Like smack dab in the middle. To where like you have to move bodies you're working on in final to get them into the paint booth. And then you have to move them back around to get them out of the paint booth and then line them back up where they're supposed to be in final. And it's like every time you want to move a body, you have to play a jigsaw puzzle to get it over there.
That's any steel shop, man.
I don't know, it's just they could have, if they would have just done an exterior extension, and instead of just putting it in the middle, then it would have, like, they would have kept the train going instead of just cutting it, like, mid-rail. That's
thinking logically.
That's exactly what they told me. They're like, you're thinking logically.
Corporate companies don't do that.
Exactly. That's why they keep telling me, it's like, we know you're not corporate because you're thinking logically right now.
No. Corporate companies don't think logically. Yeah. They just...
Takes resources to build a paint booth. Yeah. Why not just throw a paint booth in the place you already have covered?
True.
I mean, it's barely covered, though. The pipes are already rusted and they drip.
They drip.
When it rains, there's like 17 buckets like lined up around the entire warehouse. And that's not even, that's like just all the buckets they have, I think, because there's still puddles other places.
Are you sure this company has enough money to promote you and give you a raise?
I don't understand how they're going to give me so much money. Longevity. They're going to give me a lot of money. But they needed a concrete job in my department, so they just got their own guys and just got buckets and just bags of cement, mm-hmm, and just mixed it up in house, and it fixed nothing.
Sounds about right.
And I'm just like, you could have just paid somebody. It's like they fixed nothing whatsoever, and they spend money to fix nothing. I need to take you the picture of the stairwell they have in the main offices of the building, where it looks like a favela in like a really poor South American country. Like, some of the support beams don't touch the ground.
That's fine.
And other ones don't touch the top.
Do they touch the ground when you step on them?
I don't know. I don't want to touch. I don't want to walk up it.
As long as they touch the ground when you step on them, that's fine.
That's all fine.
As long as you got support.
Just got a little place. One of the earthquake proofing.
One of the supports, it's connected to the ground, but when it connects to the top, it's actually, they didn't weld it from the bottom and the top to go onto the side. They just welded it on the top. So any top bearing weight will just go down. It's just a very thin weld on the top, but there's nothing on the bottom. It's just open. So I'm like, if you tried to carry something heavy up that, and just drop. And apparently it's been there since the building's been there, which really explains a lot, because we have a support beam in the middle of the building that someone wrote in chalk on the support beam that it is 1 inch and 9/16 off the ground. And this is a major support beam.
Put some shims under it.
Thicker than me. That's just not touching the ground.
Just put some metal shims under there.
No, they just put another support beam next to it.
They built a
bigger one next to it.
Now it's got if a lot of snow comes on the roof, yeah, it's got double support.
Double support. But only then. Only if it gives way. But I get it.
We found this because we had nothing to do for 2 days in inventory, because we finished almost all of it on the first day. So we were just walking around looking at things, and we're like, wow, this place is going
it's
to fall.
Kind of how I felt when we went to last week when I went out of town to go unload all those washers and dryers.
Mm-hmm.
We ended the first day with 8 washers and dryers left in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we just unload them?
Why didn't we just finish them?
Yeah, why didn't we just unload them and put them in there? We didn't have to have them hooked up. You guys could have went and hooked them up the second day.
Mm-hmm.
And nope, I had to go back and sit there for an hour and a half to unload these last 8 washers and dryers. I'm like, why didn't we just finish this the first day? I don't understand why. It made me not even finish the route that I had because I got such a late start.
Mm-hmm.
I could have finished it if I would have got started 4 hours earlier like I wanted to.
Because
mm-hmm.
I would have left at 6, but I couldn't show up until to the thing or yeah, to the college until 8 o'clock. And then it was another hour and a half or so before I could leave. If I would have left at 6, I'd have got all my stuff done.
The way she goes, man.
We were fine until one of the install manager showed up. And he was like, when we put them in the building, we got to install them. We can't just put them in there. I'm like, we can put them in there. And then you guys can go back and install them.
Mm-hmm.
If they got to sit there for a day, then fine.
But no.
But instead, two buildings still had no washers and dryers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, take it back. 3 buildings still didn't have washers and dryers anyway because we never got them unloaded. I'm like, guys, come on. There was 2 of us just there just to unload. I'm mm-hmm. Just let us unload them, and then you guys can go through and install them.
No.
Made no sense. Made no sense to me.
Exactly. Because you're thinking logically. It's a curse. It's a curse of some people who just see the world, and they're like, what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is going on?
Then again, most of the time I'm one of the people where people just watch me and be like, what the fuck is he doing? And I'm on auto mode.
That's what I say every time I see you. What the fuck is he doing?
What the fuck?
It's a valid question the majority of the time.
It is. It really, really is.
Should be a sitcom.
I probably wouldn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think your life's interesting enough for a full-on
sitcom. It's really not. It's more depressing than most things. I mean, when you think about a guy that does nothing but work, go home, smoke weed, and sleep, and occasionally do a podcast.
Yeah. You should do more things. We talked about it.
I should
talked
do
about
more
it
things.
Like a million times on the show.
Yeah.
Get a fucking hobby, bro.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm planning on going over to a buddy's house to help him on tearing everything down in his house and building it again this weekend. And then I got another guy, a coworker, that's talking about playing music together and shit.
There you go. Don't talk about it though. Be about it.
Be about it.
Pretty much.
Well,
it.
That's, I mean, it's
my goal. That's my life motto.
Still
right
like
now.
4 days away, but yeah.
I don't really have a hobby though.
You have kids. You're not allowed to have a hobby.
Yeah, you have.
Fuck you.
My My hobby is like going to their stuff.
Yeah. Editing podcasts.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you play video games. That's a hobby.
I mean, I feel like editing podcasts is taking over playing video games for him, because Friday usually is his video game day.
It's usually like my day where either I watch TV all day and never leave the couch, or I play Xbox all day and never leave the couch.
But now I edit all day and never leave
my computer chair.
Ta-da!
I'm going to need to get a more comfortable computer chair. I need one with arms.
I need one with armrests. Just arms would be a little weird.
We'll be back after this.
D&D's my jam.
D&D's just fun.
Did you think before you started playing D&D that you were actually going to be in?
He had insulted me for playing D&D before.
I introduced you to D&D podcasts, did you ever think you were going to play D&D?
Never.
Never?
Uh-oh.
It was something. And then, like, as... I changed it.
Well, I never knew anyone that played it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like never like a thing to think about. Like, oh, I should play this. And it wasn't until we decided like, hey, let's try it.
Yeah.
That I even like looked into trying to play it. Like you telling me about the D&D Beyond app was like the first time I ever thought of searching for D&D on anything.
Yeah. And then after that, it was just like, I kind of want
to play D&D. Now it's like, for some fucking reason, I check my D&D Beyond app all the fucking time. And I'm like, what am I checking it for? I can't do anything.
I don't have any books. I can't look at anything.
No, I'm like, I'll open up my character sheet.
Yeah, just look at your character
sheet. And I'm like, why the fuck am I looking at it? I can't do anything with it.
You can't do anything right now. We're not playing D&D. No.
Like I looked at it today, and I was like, oh, I'm missing one health. Okay.
No, like I said, I did buy some D&D Beyond content, and I'm really excited for when they roll out the final version of the encounter setting, because that's what I mean, they have it in beta and I can use it, but that's how I can keep track of like what's going on in the fights a lot more. Yeah. I do need to figure out, like, I need to, because it can be more advantageous for me to use D&D Beyond. I've got to figure out how to keep each of your character sheets open, like all sorts of other things.
Can
like
you just open multiple windows?
I can. I just don't. I haven't really, like, I think about it, but I don't really like practice it.
It's hard to do multiple windows on a laptop because it's just like,
yeah. But I mean, I can have multiple tabs.
Double open. Tap one something, and one thing, and it like expands the whole thing. And you're like, fuck.
But
that's like something we would need like multiple TVs or like monitors to like have multiple things open.
Or I could just make you guys actually fill out character sheets and I'll look at them.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I always like papers.
But
that's how I always played D&D.
I'm a paperless person. Like I like having the app.
But I had also never played D&D until I joined the armed services. And that's where I learned about D&D. So how about that for the fucking D&D haters? I didn't even know about it until fucking I actually joined the military.
I served this country.
The military got me into it, baby.
I mean, it's like, what else are you going to do? You got a lot of time to sit around and do nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of time to run a campaign.
Yep. Pretty much. I'd say all of my friends who are Air Force adjacent or have been, or like Bryce now carries a D20 around with him all the time. Cause all the D&D, like all the Air Force guys are fucking D&D nerds and are always talking about D&D, but they carry D20s around with them in their pot, like just to like little games of chance. Like how I said with
make life decisions.
What's your name?
We can't talk about it. It's, but yeah, like it's people just carry them around.
Stalfire.
Mm-hmm. More Stalfire.
That's all I'll say.
But no, it's funny. It's just funny. And then like, I need to actually talk to Tom about
the long.
No, Renee's husband. He's run a campaign a couple times, and I mean, I could also ask Renee more questions as well. Like they're very D&D active, but I don't know. There are times where I just want to do it my own.
Did they listen?
Renee listened to. She said it was like, because she listened to it in the car ride, and she was like, she said she was crying laughing like multiple times, and I was just like, hell yeah, hell yeah. What's
the best thing about that is like, that's not even our funniest one.
It's not. It's not. Honestly,
it's not. That was like me getting introduced into D&D.
Yeah, it's like,
and like
no one was comfortable at all.
No, like episode 2 is notably funnier.
Oh yeah,
episode 3's Notably funnier.
Episode 4 is great. Like, it's just, they get
episode
better.
Episode 4 just took turns that even I wasn't really expecting them to go.
Uh-huh. Same here.
Decisions that even I made, I was like, I didn't, like, going into the episode, uh-huh, like, knowing where we were going, uh-huh, even I was like, what? That's a weird decision. But, okay.
Here we go. No, it's strange. It's fun. But like I said, it really does. It doesn't piss me off, but it just frustrates the fuck out of me when you guys, like, when I put a bunch of effort into something and you guys just, like, fuck it up. And I'm just like, I get it. Like, it's their game too. It's not my game.
Well, and it really, like, tests out your, like, improv ability.
Yeah.
Like, there was a part where you were like, good save. And I was like, I just thought of that real quick.
Yeah. Like, it's, and that's the other thing is, like, I trying to keep it on my toes, like, and not, like, there are times where I know I visibly, like, telegraph that I'm like, no, they fucked up my things. but after that, like, I just going with it is fun. Like, trying to keep you guys.
I always know when we fuck up something you've done, because this is your exact words.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
I gotta think real quick. I gotta change.
And I'm like, we fucked him up.
I gotta change my brain. But no, it's good.
Then of course adding Luke to it, like, just like I said, changed the entire dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, of where I even thought it was going.
Uh-huh.
Just in the aspect of just me and him, like me and Jake, like, being in it.
That's me.
That's you. Yeah. We're finally bringing your name up into this. It took a turn that I wasn't expecting it to take, mm-hmm, for the adventure that I thought it was going to go on, just by adding him into it.
Yeah. And I still want to do the main plot, like, how we're doing, like, yeah, the main goal. But like I said,
I don't even know what the main goal is anymore.
Yeah. Now the main goal, like, it's so far, cause we never really, like, we talked about what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
But we never have really even got a step on that path yet.
No, we haven't.
And we're going to have 6 episodes done already.
As far as we know, we're like, as far as you and me know, we're like 2 steps away from completing the main path.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Literally, like, we know nothing.
If we use the information we know, we're like 2 steps away.
Like, I only know, like, for, like, compared to listeners, I only know further in the story because I'm the one that edits it,
yeah,
and we record beforehand. But before recording, I don't know what's going on in the story. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know what the path that we're supposed to be, like, that is designed to go down,
mm-hmm,
until we get to the table. And even then, I'm like, well, what the fuck are these other 2 guys going to turn the story into? And then what am I going to do to the story?
It's going to be different.
No, like, where we're at right now, I did not expect to be in that position.
Yeah, one thing that I'll get better with in time with is, like, actually working with character development. Because immediately when I start playing, my character just becomes me. It's just like, well, I'm just playing me at this point. Because it's just like, I'm just like, I'm having fun playing D&D. I'm just playing me.
I mean, there's aspects of my character that are also
it's you.
Me.
No, it's you. It's just you.
I
wouldn't say too much.
I really don't know much about either of your characters. Other than the minuscule amounts that we've talked about.
I don't know much about my character either. He's figuring himself out.
I mean, my original plan for my character went out the window on episode 1, so. So, I don't really know much about one either, for being honest.
Yeah, well, my character, he gets more developed every day, honestly. He gets his own identity.
I'm going to write a fucking list of table etiquette rules.
That slim stick of his.
And because there are times, like, where it's everyone's guilty of it, but, like, when I'm doing exposition, like D&D, like, talking about what's going on and getting talked over,
yeah,
fucking infuriates me at times because I'm like trying to get this out.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I know I'm guilty of it too.
Like. Yeah, no, everyone's guilty of it, but there are times where I'm just like,
no, you can say it's me, it's fine.
Just shut the fuck up and let me play D&D real quick. You will get to respond in a timely fashion, I promise. That's just really it. That's been my only.
I think what are, I mean, there's a lot of times where, like, someone will be talking, and then other people are also talking, yeah, and it's like, that's where it makes editing really hard, because there's some things I want to cut out or cut around, and I can't because someone else is mid-sentence of saying something else. And I'm like, fuck, what do I guess we're just leaving it in.
Leaving it in. No, but it's like I said. So unless it all takes practice.
I think it's
too.
Like, unless it's like a group decision or a group conversing thing, like if someone's talking, we just don't talk.
Try to just sit back and enjoy the D&D experience because it's not just your game, it's everybody's game, including myself, because there are times where I interrupt what's going on, being like, but there are also times where I interrupt what's going on to just get shit moving forward.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you guys will sit, like, there was one time where you guys sat and talked and talked and talked, and I'm just like, we got shit that's supposed to, like,
yeah, it's hard to get three people to decide on one thing in a story. Sure. Yeah,
like, that's what I'm going. I'm going with the two majority, like I said, once two people agree to something, then that's kind of the way that we're going.
Yeah. It's
like,
it's been 2/3 majority.
Yep. And then when everyone's on board, it's great.
But unfortunately, we've gotten to points where nobody agreed a decision was the right decision to make.
But
and then when we did, we now have to cut that out. So,
so I mean,
it was the wrong decision.
It was the wrong decision. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to tell you all that, but I was just like,
I mean, to keep the story going, you kind of have to, or else the story
time
to
roll new characters, boys.
Hey, man, sometimes shit happens. You just got to roll with it.
No, it was going to be...
I'm in it for the chaos.
It was going to be bad.
Listen, man, I want to earn our name.
Right. I don't think... You guys are level 3, right?
Yeah. Oops. I'll cut that out. No, I won't.
I mean, that's fine. Your levels are fine. Like, that means that what I have in store for you is significantly ranked higher in that on a challenge rating scale.
Yikes. Fun. Well, this will be fun.
It'll be doable.
Maybe. I'm canonically bad at rolling during battles, so.
I am as well.
This last episode was on, I mean, I guess, yeah, you guys do roll bad a lot.
We got our asses kicked.
I can't believe I rolled like, we need to keep like a 20 counter, like just for each of us and just like see how many 20s.
I'll say because those two doors opened up, I just got 20. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
No, I hit like at least 6 20s on, and I did not feel like if it was a 20 or a 1, I did not fudge. There are a couple of times as DM where I fudge the numbers.
Well, yeah.
Because there are things that need to be done, but
I've not once fudged a number.
No.
I have forgotten about modifiers.
Yeah.
Which probably could have helped us out quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I think there was one time where I was rolling and I got like a 14 and I just said, oh, I got a 14. You're like, that doesn't hit. No, I forgot that I have a +5.
Yeah, to your...
Which would have hit.
This is a definite hit, yeah.
I'm like, son of definite. A bitch. It's just... that's
the learning.
Yeah, that's the learning part of it. Is like, I don't know to keep my eye out on all that stuff.
Yeah. We're babies. We're D&D babies.
We're babies.
We really are.
But the next story arc...
Yeah, we'll be seasoned veterans.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Of the highest...
No, I figure we get a couple, like... We get a handful of sessions under our belt because, I mean, literally we've only played, what, three times?
Yeah.
Like, we are still babies. We have less than 15 hours.
Of and time. There's kind of a refresh period of, like, when we actually sit back down, it's like, God, it's been 2 weeks. All right, Lex.
Yeah.
Listen to the episode before you come over.
I always.
Yeah. That is what I am going to I'm going to highly recommend listening to the episode before we return.
Well, and see, I have an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because I edit, so.
But no, I'm gonna.
Listening to the episode.
as soon as you post them to Anchor, like as soon as you say in the group chat, "Hey, the episodes are edited," like I start them.
And I don't even know why I do that. I think it's just like, I don't know. It's like an achievement for myself that I want to like express to other people.
No, I want to listen to them because they're fucking good. Like
I'll be like, it's uploaded. Yay, yeah. Me! I did it.
No, like I said, I'm so happy that I get to know.
It's my need for self-validation.
It's so good. Like, and plus, like I said, it's not because having him up early is good for Luke because Luke is our music producer on our other podcast. He's talked about, like, he said he would write a theme song for, he got.
I was going to ask about that too.
For this. Yeah. He said he would. So he got his Christmas gift early. he got a interface, so now he can do guitar stuff. Ooh, and nice. he is very, very excited, but he's got some ideas. Like I said, he wants to add a couple things to 3 and a couple things to the episodes that we already have like uploaded. Yeah, so
that'll be easy though.
Yeah, I mean, it'd just be, hey, time marker here, you know I made this for this area.
Yeah, type, yeah, yeah,
situation,
yeah,
is what he's gonna, yeah, do.
Yeah, just let me know where it's at. I can literally just pull it up and then
add it in there. But no, it's so cool. Like the music makes it. Like, oh, it, yeah, really does. It's fun. It's a blast. But like hearing it with the music, it's just like.
And then when you go back and listen to certain effects that get
put. Oh, in, yeah. Hysterical. No, dude. Like
I have to. I need to go back and listen to 3.
Yeah.
Because.
The one for Luke. Yeah. I love how how his was.
Yeah.
Compared to. And then like said how that little bit of.
And 4 was. 4 had some. Like, it was pretty good too.
Mm-hmm. No, it was fun. It's fun. It's good. Tell us about the news, man. We got to stop fucking gushing about our own goddamn podcast.
I was like, yeah, we spend most of our podcast talking about our podcast.
Oh my God. Now I'm Jake. Fuck.
I've passed it on.
Anyways, snowstorm forces customers and staff to sleep overnight in IKEA.
Oh no, trapped in an IKEA.
As it was meant
my
to
friend's
be.
Bands have a, my friend's band has a song called like Lost in IKEA or something like that.
Can you imagine how bad that would be though? Like,
dude, because the Kia hot dogs though,
amazing
money.
But in order for, I mean, what do they sleep on the floor?
No, because there's bad mattresses. The on hot dogs. No, there's beds and stuff at IKEA. There's like mattresses. It's like
you have to build
your
them,
full
but.
House.
I know. I thought you had to build all that stuff.
Oh, you motherfucker! No, like they have the display shit. Like
that people have never been in IKEA. I don't know.
No, it's like going to any type of like, because they have like a full setup display of what are there, and then you buy it and everything's flat packed and you can put it together. But I mean, they have a showroom. Like IKEA is so big because of the showroom.
I guess if I,
it's not like it's just a warehouse
read,
full.
I guess if I read,
I always just imagine like a warehouse.
Well, that's how you know what kind of day this has been.
I forgot how to read.
So they were trapped in up to 12 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
We slept in the furniture exhibitions in our showroom on the first floor where we have beds, mattresses, and sofa beds.
That answers the question.
People could pick the exact beds they always wanted to try. They probably had the best night's sleep.
I don't think IKEA mattresses are that good.
They said they spent the evening watching television, eating, adding it went super well. It's been a good night, all fun.
I mean, I wouldn't mind being stuck
yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
IKEA's a pretty cool place, man, especially if you like home fashions.
Like I said, they have TVs. Yeah. Like,
it's not just, like, it's just like, hey, I'm staying in this weird hotel with a bunch of other people.
Like,
it's
not like Walmart. Like, they don't have like the displays.
I would hate to spend a night in the Walmart.
No, yeah, it'd be terrible. But it's cold. Like, they don't have bed displays. No. They don't have, like they don't have all that stuff. So, yeah, that would suck. IKEA, honestly, would probably be the best place to stay if you got trapped.
True. Very true.
Very nice.
I'd be down with that. Like I said, I'd totally be down. I feel sometimes it feels like I've spent 24 hours in IKEA, but it's just, you get lost.
All right. So, next story. Oh, my laptop.
You son of a bitch.
I mean, I just don't have good electronical gear. I don't know what you want from me.
I mean, better electrical gear.
No, like my laptop's frozen.
Hell yeah. The
heater. Oh, here we go. Okay. Man tries to dodge COVID vaccine using fake arm.
Hell yeah. He tried to physically dodge it? Like, they were trying to like jab him with a needle, and he was just like, oh, it's a fake arm.
A dentist in Italy who needed a vaccine certificate offered up a rubber foam arm in an attempt to evade the actual shot. Yeah.
Oh, so I was right. Literally used a fake arm to avoid getting the vaccine.
So the nurse said when she uncovered the arm, she felt skin that was cold and gummy and the color was too light. So she knew it was fake. She thought it was a prosthetic arm. And he had simply accidentally offered her the wrong one, but that was not the case. The man was wearing a covering on his torso with two rubber foam arms attached. So he just had his normal arms in his shirt with two fake arms coming out of it.
Just like wobbling it around, like, what?
Absolutely.
Knocks over the cups.
He had absolutely no control over his arms.
Yeah, like, what if she was going to be like, sir, can you move your arm?
No. That's fantastic. Oh,
that's funny. What a smart man.
The case could be classified as ridiculous, except that we are talking about a gesture of enormous gravity, unacceptable for the sacrifice of the whole community.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up.
Anyway, that's enough of that story.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Ruin that story.
Sex toy sponsorship was too racy for curling crowd.
Tell me more.
Here we go. A Dutch sex toy company's attempt to reach fans of the wholesome sport of curling led some broadcasters to cancel their live stream of a tournament that will determine the final spots in the Beijing Olympics.
They call it wholesome because only white people do it. That's why it's racer.
Curling?
Isn't curling the when you push the shit down?
Yeah, but I don't think it's. I think it's just.
It's an Olympic sport.
Yeah, it could be anybody. Not just white people.
It's just mainly like the televised curling is mainly from like Northern Europea, Northern Europe. So like, of course, like that's the people who are there.
Local organizers of the Olympic qualification event in the Netherlands said they were told that on ice ads with the Easy Toys name and non-explicit logo were too much for the U.S. audience.
Dude, we're so fucking like.
This is why I hate America.
Like, what's the word? Self-righteous. Like, you can't have. Like, we can show tits and ass on TV and stuff like that, but you can't promote personal sexuality because that's wrong. Like, sex is wrong, but look at all of the sex, but it's wrong.
I saw a article and I didn't read it and I wish I would have. The new generation, the Gen Zs, are rewatching American Pie and wanting to cancel that.
Well, I mean, it's bad humor now.
Well, yeah, but it's like, come on, just stop.
I mean, I get it. Cause like I said, I go back and I watch them, but like I said, there was one on TV a while back. I don't think it was American Pie. But it was of that era, and that's
one of the comments was like, "Wait till they watch Porky's."
Porky's is rough.
Yeah,
like, and that's the thing is comedy has evolved into what, it's already made, it's already old, it's past due, and like I said, it's problematic. But you can't. Like, I'm not saying to go out and like worship this movie because it's not worshipable in the first place. No. It's just shitty comedy, and it's always been a comedy.
It had its comical moments back then.
Yeah.
And you really only watched it for one reason, and I can guarantee you it wasn't the comedy.
No, it was to see Sharon Elizabeth's tits.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, the only reason you watched any American Pie was to get the sex jokes out of it. Like,
and that's, but I mean, I get it. Like, I mean, humor has got like evolved, and there is a lot of like gay bashing humor in those movies and shit like that. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, it is what
it's
also
it
is.
A movie
you can't,
from the 90s
there's a humor of the time,
and we were just a different time.
You can't pretend like a generation doesn't exist and just try to erase all of the history just because you feel like it offends you.
That's what everyone's
in
doing
that
now.
In that case, delete all history because all history involves murder
from every country,
torture from every country in every time period. It happens every day.
From every generation, from every country, from every race. Like, there's some problematic things from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. At some point, you got to take off.
It's the evolution of man.
Yeah, you got to take off that little fake veil of like happiness that you keep on putting in front of your face and be like, oh shit, this is like how the world just is. And you keep on trying to get rid of it because it hurts you. It's just like, it's there by nature.
Let's not worry about changing the past. Let's worry about changing the present is what we need to be focusing on. Not something that happened 20 years, 30 years ago.
Their excuse would be, we are changing the present. We're getting rid of it now while we have the time.
Yeah, but who's still watching that movie?
The people that want to get rid of it.
Like,
only the people that want to get rid of it are watching
In the last 15 years, I've never thought, hey, I want to watch American Pie.
Same. I mean, I have.
I
actually thought the movies were funny.
Even when I first watched it, like, it wasn't that funny to me. Like, yeah, there was some comedy points, but like, it wasn't like, oh, let me go watch this funny movie.
Yeah,
American Pie was never. Let me go watch this movie that shows boobies.
Pretty much. That was Mike. Yeah.
Yep. There's that. So I last second grabbed a list because I left my phone inside. This is and it's relevant to the time. So 45 weird. We're not gonna go through all 45 because that'd be ridiculous.
No, I'm curious.
45 weird Christmas gifts sure to please your favorite fruitcake. And I don't know what they mean by fruitcake.
Literal fruitcake? Is this gonna be sex toys?
You're gonna give us musical toilet paper rolls.
Close enough.
I'm confused. What number is that?
There's no. It's not a top 10. It's just a list. It's just
45.
Musical. But what's a fruitcake? What do they mean by fruitcake? That's what. Is this derogatory?
No, I think it's just like.
A weirdo?
Because, you know, you serve fruitcake at Christmas.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it means. It's like.
That still doesn't make sense.
It's a fucking news article. Like, does that ever make sense?
They're supposed to. It's a news article.
Because, I mean, the next one, the news article. Next one is a bacon scented wrapping paper.
No. I don't want to be hungry all the time.
Like wrap your fruitcake in bacon scented wrapping paper.
Why are you wrapping your fruitcake in wrapping paper? This is
a. Because you give them as a gift.
Not your conventional, but a toilet snake. It's a snake that you put it on. The water in the toilet.
What so is this fucking list?
45 weird gifts.
Are you harassing people now?
Fine art version of woman yelling at cat.
And it's that is the meme.
It's two Japanese women in like kimonos and everything, like yelling at the cat.
Excellent. I would have that.
Personalized gift wrapping. So I put your face on like a gingerbread man. Bernie Sanders in his mittens tree ornament wrapped in Christmas lights. You know,
that is pretty good.
Combination koozie fishing pole.
What?
Yeah. It's a koozie with a reel on it.
So is it a reel with a koozie on it?
Now we're asking the real questions.
That's the real question.
It's a woozy.
Light up peeing Santa sweater.
Peeing?
Yeah.
Like he's urination?
Peeing, like, yeah, he's like peeing off the roof and the urine is lit up.
What the fuck? I'm just having to build these images in my mind and I'm okay with it, but also yeah, like. Yeah.
Poop soap on a rope.
I've seen, yeah.
sexy elf on the shelf costume. Ugly Christmas sweater koozie. Now that's something I want.
An ugly I'd use that.
That one says the tubble. It's basically an inflatable hot tub you put outside.
Ah.
But I think it's just only hot tub because you pour hot water in it.
I was going to say.
It
doesn't have like a heater or anything.
No, it's just like an inflatable tub.
Yeah. I was going to say, like any inflatable tub. But it showed a guy sitting out
in the snow in it, so I assumed it was hot water. Cheese carving of a cell phone.
I need that, actually. That's not on my Christmas want list. That's on my Christmas need list.
Do I get to choose the phone?
A sex toy that doubles as a safe. It's like a vibrator that you could, like, put your money in.
That's the best way to practice safe sex.
I was thinking, like, a full-on, like, safe, and I'm like, I don't know how. Yeah. I'm confused.
It's a safe with a fleshlight hole in the back of it.
Imagine this scenario. Sex. Your house is getting broken into, but the thieves don't take anything valuable because the loot is locked in a lubed-up sex toy that doubles as a safe.
Why is it already?
It's a butt plug. The answer is the prostate.
Got broken into. Oh, okay.
Dog goggles.
Are they goggles for the dog or goggles?
No, they're actually goggles for God.
Oh my God, doggles.
Baby hand candles.
I do like the idea.
This shows a baby holding up the middle finger, a baby doing the rock on time, and a baby doing a peace sign.
No hang loose though, huh?
Damn.
Sexy Grinch costume.
Sign me up.
Deer pong game. I've seen this.
Deer pong?
Yeah, so basically it's a deer head with the antlers, and the antlers have the cups in it.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I would totally buy that.
I'd buy that. I won't, but I would.
A toothbrush that gets all the teeth at once.
That sounds...
So basically it's like a retainer? I guess it vibrates?
I don't think that's going to do what you want.
I would rather not, honestly.
There's a sniff relief mask. I guess it works the same as like the nose strips, but like goes on your whole head.
Okay, I guess.
Voting now.
Flamingo beverage tub. I totally get that. It's just like I'm assuming it's plastic, but it's just like a flamingo and the back's open, so you can pour like ice in your drinks in there.
Okay.
Or you don't pour your drinks in there. You just
like a cool alcoholic lawn ornament.
True crime ugly Christmas sweater. And it's basically just shows like a gavel, a guy in jail, a private detective, someone murdered, handcuffs.
Sometimes true crime's ugly.
Christmas tree cat cape.
Valid. Continue.
Johnny Rotten jigsaw puzzle.
That'd be cool. Sex Pistols.
Birthday candles that double as joints.
I'm down for that.
Eye massager.
Get that the fuck away from me.
Because, you know, everyone needs that in their life. I couldn't imagine getting my eyes
massaged. Yeah, that's confusing and terrifying at the same time.
That sounds like a threat.
Hulk Hogan slippers.
Yes.
Yes.
Reindeer hat for pets.
No. Don't torture those
pillow cube. Which is just like a cube.
Like a companion cube from Portal?
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Jay and Silent Bob Jesus sweater.
Ah, yeah, that'd be cool.
Jolly as fuck socks.
Yeah.
Jolly AF.
I really don't
what it says on the bottom.
Care much about Christmas.
I need it to be spelled completely.
Sexy snowflake.
Ooh.
Except I don't know if I'd call it sexy. It's really just like
is it a full snowflake?
Yeah, and it literally covers the entire
by
torso.
Today's political standards. That is I'm a sexy snowflake.
We're going back to the 80s,
baby. Jaws ugly Christmas sweater. Smell-proof bags.
Finally, I can shit in a bag in public. And
shower specs. I'm assuming
goggles.
Yeah.
a meowy Christmas prank gift card.
Get out of my life.
Let's see. Once the recipient opens the envelope, they hear meow 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 for hours unless the card is destroyed.
That's funny. Okay.
You sold me.
Pop rocks with pot in them.
Yes, please. Yes.
Shit show wines.
Shit show.
It's like the brand.
Hell yeah.
Shit show.
That's what they were.
A mobile phone pillow.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems
silly.
It closes on
I'd
you.
Probably buy one though. just going to go ahead and say that. Okay. Passing gas in class book.
Oh, that's too many rhymes.
Lost me.
12 days of IPAs beer set.
I don't care for IPAs.
AC/DC beer.
Mm.
Christmas AC/DC edibles.
Those are always nice. Okay.
Canvas tote with secret wine spigot.
For when you know you got a problem.
for the true alcoholics in all of us.
Yeah.
Being weird is a wonderful thing book.
I need to read that. That'll make me feel better.
And I said we wouldn't go through the list, but sure as hell we did.
Sure as shit did.
Yeah, we
sure
fucking
went through all 45. You're welcome for that ear orgasm.
Oof.
That eargasm.
Well, I think that
You know what? I feel like it was worth it.
Probably was.
It probably wasn't, but
no. Hey man, content,
baby. It was content. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was enough content to give us 31 minutes.
We win. You lose. Congratulations.
Yeah. And I think that about wraps it up.
I'll expect to see single digit downloads on this.
Yeah. Don't even look at this one. Don't even look at this one.
It's going to be our biggest episode that people are going to watch for 1 minute.
Yeah, just like our live show.
So, guys.
What do you mean? We had people at the end of the live show.
Did we?
Live, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about downloads.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't get any down. No.
It got downloads. They just didn't listen for more than a minute and a half.
Yeah. I think that was a lot of our issues, was that a lot of people were just like found that and they were just like, oh my God.
Yeah. I think we'd have a bigger audience if that wasn't the first one they found. That was probably the featured episode. Dumb.
So it goes.
Yeah, we should figure that out.
Or just delete it all together. Delete
it. Start fresh. Welcome to your new podcast.
Just completely delete all episodes in this.
Absurdity's just gone.
Welcome to our first episode, guys. Anyway.
People probably do that.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, I guess.
Yeah, and
don't forget. Actually, more like you're welcome, honestly.
Don't forget to
do the thing.
I want to apologize to anyone that has been wanting to join our Patreon. I have the wrong link on our link tree.
Mm-hmm.
So I will get that worked on. That is 100% my bad.
You son of a bitch.
So I will get that fixed. Hopefully,
soon.
Relatively soon. In the past, as of this episode.
Two people had their hearts broken because they couldn't press that button.
Nah. Yeah. Also, don't forget to check out Chaotic Stupid.
Yep.
Poor Flavor.
A D&D, quote-unquote D&D podcast on Apple, Spotify, Facebook, everywhere.
Yeah.
But
comes out every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday. You got one episode out now.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one will come out in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to
3 days.
If you go on Patreon, it will alternate from Off the Rails to Chaotic Stupid on your Thursdays.
Yep, the alternate Thursdays will be Off the Rails, absolutely, where we taste test new beers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then just talk bullshit.
Get off the rails.
Which is what we do here.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
Yeah. But it's
It's different bullshit.
But it's but off the rails bullshit.
Yeah. But
it's
we're
bullshit,
slightly but less sober.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Slightly, we're more slightly rambunctious.
Yeah, absolutely. So
for $1 a month.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, Absurdity69. Go follow us on Facebook, Absurd Entertainment. That's where you'll find both of our podcasts.
Both podcasts.
Because we are now a...
We're a franchise, baby.
We're a fucking franchise. We're a network. We're a network. We're synergizing.
Industry.
We're a network now.
Yeah, we're a core network.
We only advertise that on, you know, Facebook.
We're a corporation. We're cracking
Instagram
down
and Twitter
people.
Both have separate accounts for each podcast.
Exactly.
There we go.
So, yeah. Toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.
Forgot my sign off.